we ended up flying back to New Zealand, and in the meantime, Verena had packed up most of the things we were going to take, flew over to Brisbane, and that was hot. Anyway, we had bus up to Toowoomba, and we stayed in a very nice motel. Then we looked around for houses, and we were the last family there, or last or second to last. All the houses were taken, and the ones that were left, you know, you wouldn't want to put a dog in them, really. So we thought, well, maybe we should buy one, because through a couple of years we should probably break even, because they said they were going to give us a rent allowance, or a housing allowance, rather. We kept up our payments, no problem, and then there was a flurry of people. There was one other engineer had bought a house because he had his older mother with him, and we both got the housing allowance, backdated. So then there was a mad rush for all the others buying houses, and we bought a house that we thought was in a good area. It was near a school, it was near playing field, it was near shops. It was in a developing area in the south of Toowoomba, and we thought, you know, and the people that were buying that sort of house were retired farmers, so we had a fairly good market, probably, fairly good chance of getting cash. So anyway, the end of the year came for special leave, and I applied for a second year, and the Director General wouldn't approve it. All the ones below him said, you know, yeah, approve it. But he wouldn't. He said, no, it'll create a precedent, so we can't have that. So I resigned. And it ended up